Things that entertain you and me do not entertain narcissists. Quite the opposite. Things that you and I find appalling are the ones that they find entertaining and pleasing. Let's find out what these things are in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, we will learn about 5 crazy things narcissists find entertaining. Before we begin, I have a very important announcement for you. I am doing a live 3-hour online workshop on master co-parenting with a narcissist. In this webinar, I'll explain why parallel parenting doesn't work, why co-parenting doesn't work as well, and what is the solution, how to protect your children from narcissist influence, and much more. To book your seat now on a discounted price, click the I button above or the link in the description. Let's get started with number 1, public shaming. Narcissists love to shame you when others are watching. They love to put you down and count your flaws when everyone is watching to prove 2 things. 1, they have control over you. 2, they are better than you. While not all narcissists engage in public shaming, overt and grandiose ones with no shame left in them like it more than anything else because it makes them feel dominant and powerful. My father did it all the time, in a bus, at a gathering, or some other place where he could prove he's a big father and he has got his children under his thumb. They target your perceived weaknesses or mistakes and expose them to the watching and hearing audience, leaving you feeling humiliated and vulnerable. This is where the shame towards yourself sets in and you start seeing yourself as a worthless being. They may call out your errors in a group setting, make fun of your appearance or personal choices, or deride your opinions and ideas to make themselves appear superior. If they subtly put you down or covertly jab you and you confront them, they say it was a joke and you're being too sensitive or you can't take a joke. Number 2, gossiping and spreading false information. A narcissist's main source of entertainment is gossiping and talking bad behind your back while being a sweetheart in your presence. They find gossip amusing because it distracts them from themselves and makes them feel proud for being a hypocrite. They love to spread false information to create drama, tarnish your reputation, or damage your relationships with others. They fabricate stories, exaggerate everything, or share your secrets to undermine your credibility and assert their superiority. All of this is done to prove you are crazy, unhinged, erratic, and eruptive. Spreading rumors about your personal life or your work performance, sharing sensitive information without your consent, or manipulating others' perceptions of you by twisting the truth makes them feel they have the upper hand over you. By gossiping, they think they have control over the narrative and feed their ego, which is basically a bottomless pit, but at the expense of your emotional well-being and social standing. Number 3, deliberately confusing you and convincing you that you are a monster. The sheer joy a narcissist gets out of deliberately confusing you is highly satisfying to them. It's a power trip that takes their ego to the 9th sky and gives them a godlike feeling. Because think about this. Think about what can be more satisfying for a human as insecure as a narcissist than to know that they are in control of someone's perception of themselves. They love to see you blaming yourself and berating yourself for being faulty. They knowingly create confusion and uncertainty in your thoughts and emotions by sending mixed signals, lying, or making contradictory statements. This leaves you questioning your own judgment and reality. Examples of these mind games include denying previous statements or actions, or feigning affection or interest only to come across as a savior after destroying you. They get entertained when they find you constantly second-guessing your perceptions and decisions and even doubting your own goodness, making you more susceptible to the narcissist's influence and manipulation. Their biggest goal is achieved when you believe that you are the monster and everything is your fault. Number 4, cruel teasing or mocking. Narcissists find entertainment in making cruel jokes or teasing you about your insecurities, vulnerabilities, or failures. The very thing they promised to be sensitive about. They love to push where it hurts the most and take sadistic pleasure from your pain. They tease or mock you in various forms, such as making sarcastic comments about your abilities, ridiculing your personal choices or beliefs, or continuously bringing up past mistakes to make you feel inadequate. You never feel safe in being yourself when around them, and you feel the need to keep changing your nature if you want them to accept you. By targeting your sensitive areas, narcissists undermine your confidence and self-esteem, ultimately playing with your emotions like a cat plays with its prey. They keep picking at you until you burst, and then they call you crazy for reacting. Number 5 in the last one, enjoying your physical pain or discomfort. Some narcissists derive satisfaction from witnessing your physical pain or discomfort. They feel alive, and it is very shocking to witness because you can't comprehend, you can't fathom how someone who claims to love you feels pleasure in your pain. I remember when my covertly narcissistic mother used to be in pain and my malignant narcissist father would laugh as if he was watching something funny. I was appalled by what I saw because it made no sense to me. They create situations that lead to accidents or injuries, such as setting up obstacles or deliberately withholding information that could prevent harm, because they like it when harm is caused through their interference. For these reasons, I call them evil. Also, they revel in observing and commenting on your misfortune, showing little empathy or concern for your well-being. They even mock your pain or use it as a means to belittle you further or call you weak. By enjoying your suffering, narcissists reinforce their sense of being stronger and better than you, ultimately feeding their ego and their need for superiority at your expense. In a nutshell, they're assholes who find things that are appalling entertaining, and it makes no sense to me, and I'm sure it makes no sense to you. Because they are unempathetic beings, they don't know how to be caring, so the things that hurt others, especially when these things are done by them, they found them entertaining. I hope you found this episode insightful and you liked it. If you did, let me know in the comments, and I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, let the healing begin.